back here on the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve. Of course, if you miss Steve, if you want to check him out, he is on social media at Steve Gruber Show. That's Twitter and Facebook. And of course, all your Steve Gruber wants and needs are at stevegruber.com. You've heard of Christianity. You've heard of Judaism. You've heard of Islam and Hinduism and Buddhism and all the other world religions, but my next guest is here to enlighten us on a new religion, if you will, a new ideology, a new way of living. And unfortunately, I don't think it's in our best interest, but we're going to talk about that. Bruce Abramson is a principal at JBBNA Strategies, B2 Strategic, director of the American Center for Education and Knowledge, also author of the new book, The New Civil War, Exposing Elites, Fighting Utopian Leftism, and Restoring America. Bruce, thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure to be here with you, Jeff.
All right. I believe the article is entitled The Great Awokening, and it introduces us to the new religion of wokeism. Please elaborate.
Well, you know, we know that strange things are happening on the left in this country, right? I mean, you've got a lot of people who actually seem to believe that a man can become a woman just by declaring himself so, or that a man or a woman can become a transmedia post-pansexual because they say so. We've got people who walk around wearing face masks so they won't be mistaken for somebody else. I mean, we've got beliefs about economics and justice and gender that don't fit with anything we've ever seen before. And you have to look at this and say to yourself, what's going on here? I mean, do people really believe this? Then you look at what's going on in their lives and you realize that they've created a huge vacuum for themselves. They don't seem to believe in anything. They don't believe in God, at least as we understand God. They don't believe in America. They've gotten rid of patriotism. They have no families. All that they've got is themselves and the federal government, nothing in between. And when you start looking at these things, you put the pieces together, you realize they've actually created a religion to give themselves the spiritual belief system and the camaraderie and the sense of community that those of us who belong to more conventional faiths already get. And this is exactly what we're seeing.
Bruce, I mean, you couldn't be more right here. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. Somebody, one of my friends on Facebook, posted something showing how those on the right side of the aisle tend to not unfriend people, not to cut people out of their lives simply based on political beliefs or in this case, wokeism, while people on the left side of the aisle tend to do just that. And I started to think about, he was asking the question, why is that? And I was like, I was thinking, the people on the right, it's not all about politics for them. It's not all about, you know, showing your moral superiority, you know, your virtue signaling, because people on the right tend to be more religious. And so that tends to be the more, I guess, focal point of their lives, whereas people on the left tend not to be as religious as people on the right. So I think your line of thinking is right in line with that, is this is a new religion. This is their, when they go out and yell at you for woke, not being woke enough or trying to cancel you, that is their evasion, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I don't see this, I think, is part of the problem. When we say that the people on the right are more religious than the people on the left, there's a reason that religions popped up around the world. Right? I mean, you know, when Columbus sailed to America and they got here, one of the things they discovered was a bunch of full-blown religions with priests and sacrifices and rituals, just like the ones that were discovered in Europe and Asia and the Middle East. And you have to ask yourself why. And the answer is because there seems to be a deep human need for things like a theology and a priesthood and a source of morality. I mean, when the left walks around talking about justice, you have to say to yourself, where did their notions of justice come from? Who gave them justice? And so what they've done is, having jettisoned all of the conventional religions, they've had to create something new from scratch. They created a vacuum in their lives, and they're filling it. And with most young faiths, they are terribly underconfident. They are terribly afraid of people who will say, no, God doesn't operate like that. And so they have to go shut them out.
Well, and that's another thing, too, is and you mentioned it earlier, you're like, how do people believe some of the do people really believe some of the stuff they're saying? And again, you know, you see some of your friends you think you know that maybe aren't as political or aren't as religious, and they'll retweet or they'll like something that is one of these, you know, woke type thoughts. And it's like, do you really believe that? Or are you just liking it or just professing it just so you're not attacked by the cancel mob or what have you? And it's I think that plays a large role in it. It's intimidation.
Oh, it is. And this is one of the themes I develop in the new Civil War, which, by the way, for everybody, is a fairly short book where I tell a lot of stories. But one of the things that I look at is the way that the left has marched through our institutions, starting with academia. And what they've done is they've followed an incentive system where the rewards go to whoever can be slightly more outrageous than whoever came yesterday. And so what happens is decade after decade after decade, you build one step at a time, moving further and further and further from reality. And this is, you know, this is effectively what's happened to the left. They've created a very well-defined belief system. It doesn't make sense to us, but then again, that's because, you know, as I point out in the article, when was the last time you really sat down and tried objectively explaining that man was doomed to a lifetime of labor because Eve listened to the serpent?
Right. Well, right. It's what this discussion we're going to have to continue to have. Bill Bruce Abramson, author of the new book, The New Civil War, Exposing Elites, Fighting Utopian Leftism, and Restoring America.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?